Test 6. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English for Schools listening test. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear 2 friends talking about going to a classic car show.
It was expensive today, but it was fun, wasn't it, Mike?
Yes, I loved seeing all those old cars, especially the sports ones. And at least getting our tickets in advance meant it didn't cost as much as if we'd bought them on the door.
Yes, and it meant we didn't have to queue, which was good. There was so much to get round, and it'd have been annoying to waste time standing in line.
True. Though I wouldn't have minded missing the old farm vehicles section. That wasn't really my sort of thing.
Oh, I quite like that. It was better than the section on the development of the engine. I could have given that a miss. The rest was all pretty good, though, I thought. It was expensive today, but it was fun, wasn't it, Mike?
Yes, I loved seeing all those old cars, especially the sports ones. And at least getting our tickets in advance meant it didn't cost as much as if we'd bought them on the door.
Yes, and it meant we didn't have to queue, which was good. There was so much to get round, and it'd have been annoying to waste time standing in line.
True. Though I wouldn't have minded missing the old farm vehicles section. That wasn't really my sort of thing.
Oh, I quite like that. It was better than the section on the development of the engine. I could have given that a miss. The rest was all pretty good, though, I thought.
2. You hear a teacher talking about a visitor coming to school.
OK, class, so have you remembered that next week John Coates is coming to speak to us? Mr. Coates has been to the school before and everyone always enjoys his talks very much. He was our country's ambassador in Spain for a number of years and he's going to give us an informal presentation about his life in the diplomatic service in general and in Spain in particular. Before he comes, I'd like you all to get hold of some information about Spain and make posters that I'll put up. I'll give each pair a topic to research and then you can decide how best to show the material you find, OK? OK, class, so have you remembered that next week John Coates is coming to speak to us? Mr. Coates has been to the school before and everyone always enjoys his talks very much. He was our country's ambassador in Spain for a number of years and he's going to give us an informal presentation about his life in the diplomatic service in general and in Spain in particular. Before he comes, I'd like you all to get hold of some information about Spain and make posters that I'll put up. I'll give each pair a topic to research and then you can decide how best to show the material you find, OK?
3. You hear 2 friends talking about doing up a room.
So, Leo, how are things now your sister's gone off to college?
I managed to persuade her to swap rooms with me now she's not going to be at home in term time. It's great to have a bigger one, but it does look rather girly. Though the furniture's not too bad. It's got a lovely big desk.
So, are you going to make any changes then?
Well, I wondered about asking Mum if I could get rid of one of the cupboards, but I might just try papering the room. There's some tartan paper I've seen which I really like. Then, if I put up my own posters and stuff, It'll soon feel totally like a new room, I think.
So, Leo, how are things now your sister's gone off to college?
I managed to persuade her to swap rooms with me, now she's not going to be at home in term time. It's great to have a bigger one, but it does look rather girly. Though the furniture's not too bad. It's got a lovely big desk.
So, are you going to make any changes then?
Well, I wondered about asking Mum if I could get rid of one of the cupboards, but I might just try papering the room. There's some tartan paper I've seen which I really like. Then, if I put up my own posters and stuff, it'll soon feel totally like a new room, I think.
4. You hear two friends talking about a film they would like to see.
Have you seen that new film, Antonelli, yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm definitely going to go soon. It sounds really good, even though I've never heard of any of the actors in it.
Haven't you? I've seen the woman who plays Antonella in a couple of things. She's brilliant.
My brother went to see it last night. He said the plot is extraordinary, and even though it hangs on a set of amazing coincidences, it's all actually about something that really happened.
That's what I heard. My cousin saw it and she said she got through a whole box of tissues.
Yes, I don't think there are many laughs in it.
Have you seen that new film, Antonelli, yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm definitely going to go soon. It sounds really good, even though I've never heard of any of the actors in it.
Haven't you? I've seen the woman who plays Antonella in a couple of things. She's brilliant.
My brother went to see it last night. He said the plot is extraordinary, and even though it hangs on a set of amazing coincidences, it's all actually about something that really happened.
That's what I heard. My cousin saw it, and she said she got through a whole box of tissues.
Yes, I don't think there are many laughs in it.